Fascinating medrash in the beginning of Parashas Maaseh. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu was informing Moshe that people will enter the land. These are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael they're about to enter. And the Torah writes, Zos Haaretz, this is the land you should inherit, Lamor. Well, who is Moshe going to share this with? They're all there. In fact, Moshe doesn't have to tell the Jewish people about the boundaries. They're going to discover them front on, face on. They're going to battle for these lands. They're going to see the boundaries being set. Moshe won't. So who is Moshe saying? Typically, the halachos were given to Moshe. Moshe relayed them to the Jewish people. But here, who is the lamor? So the matter says, not just that Moshe should inform the people. He probably did. Probably shared with them. But that's not the intention of the Torah. The intention of the Torah, it's Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Lechem Or Lehem LaAvram Yitzchak UliYaakov. Go tell the Avos. Shavua Shenishbati Lechem Kiyamti. I fulfilled the Shavua. Go tell the Avos when you get to Shemayim. Moshe's about to die. So there are a lot of layers to this medrash. First of all, it's a metaphysical layer. Do people that have passed from this world know about the events in this world? Several Gemaras indicate they may not. Maybe the Avos are different. Maybe Tzadikim are different. Maybe Avos / Tzadikim know more about events that pertain to the Jewish destiny and Jewish fate. So this is an interesting medrash on that level. Why does Moshe have to tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? They should know on their own. Let's put that aside. Second theological level, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need to share this information? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any responsibilities? The obvious answer is there's a covenant, there's a bilateral agreement, there's a shvuah. So in theory, if the Avos wouldn't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, fulfilling his part in the Shavua and the Covenant, in the Bris. Medrash mentions the Shavua, not the Bris. But what's fascinating about this, not at a metaphysical or theological level, but at an interpersonal level, when you do a favor for someone, and when you fulfill your word for someone, when should you do it quietly without informing them, as we would say, Matan Besesa or Betsina? When should you actually tell them? We immediately go to that place where we think that private, unannounced, silent, unnoticed chesed is superior. Well, it is when it comes to embarrassing the person, as it may be in staka. But what about when we have agreements and relationships? So on the one hand, there's great virtue in silent altruism, selfless commitment, fulfilling duty without making a big deal about it. You can imagine if you transpose this onto the covenant of marriage, every time a spouse acts appropriately, make a big deal, I did it for you, even though that could be very begrudging, that could be very hurtful, very painful. On the other hand, sometimes, especially where there is hierarchy involved, one is in a superior position to the other, the fact that a superior person or being, in this case HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is caring about you and took the time to and is communicating that care, that can be very complimentary, very gratifying to the recipient. So you would think that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't even care that the others would know, because why should we reap the credit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always modeling virtuous behavior for us. We're always supposed to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the moral role model. So in our own relationships, when do we act privately and silently? When do we not take credit, but we inform the person that we attended to their interests and their needs? I struggle with this very often. A lot of requests of me, and maybe I should be better listening to this matter, and actually reporting back to the person who made the request. By the way, I took care of this. I made the recommendation. I read your sefer. I read the article. I understand your concern. And that shows care and interest, rather than what can be seen as standoffishness and disinterest or apathy. So it's an interesting medrash. Again, there are many layers to the medrash. Some layers to the medrash are theological and metaphysical. Did people know about things? Do our rabbis know about Jewish history? Some of it is theological. Why should Hashem have to, so to speak, be forced to report? But if you just take it down to the human plane, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is modeling human behavior, it crystallizes an important space, an important balance between not reaping credit and grandiose self-aggrandizement and On the other hand, communicating interest, concern, dedication, this is something I take seriously. I'm reporting back to you. So it's an interesting medrash, once again reminding us of the very, very delicate moral balance of interpersonal relationships.